Hello, we're the Cryptic Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Kenzie,
JP,
and we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky.
And we cuss a lot.
Indeed. Now, rolling on to episode 3 of season 2, that's going to bring us roundtable style to you, right, Jake?
Indeed.
Alright, what you got for us this week?
So, I have to confess something to everybody who listens, and you both. Whenever I find a cryptid, so I don't know what you guys do, I don't know how you guys find them, but I just go on Google, and I look them up, find the one with the funniest name, and that's why I pick them. Well, I thought this one said hot dog, so immediately I was like, that's it, that's the boy, that's who I'm picking.
What the fuck?
Okay, so...
It's not hot dog. Is the Hodag, H-O-D-A-G, which you can see how I would mix those up in a quick glance.
So you're dyslexic.
How I would see hot dog. Is it dyslexic if you add letters?
Well, no.
Well, if we're being honest, if any crypt is going to be called the hot dog, it would be the Black Shook.
Oh my god. That took me a second, I understand.
That was beautiful.
Good job.
Anyway, so our wonderful little boy here.
The Hodag.
He was discovered in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Probably saying Rhinelander wrong. It's probably like Rhinelander.
No, that's the German pronunciation. Rhineland.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. It was in Wisconsin in 1893. The guy who found it, his name was Eugene Shepherd. He was a timber cruiser, which, yeah, I had to look up what that is. A timber cruiser is a person, they're basically just a scout for, like, logging companies.
Oh!
They go into, like, a location, and they're like, oh, this wood's good, or this wood sucks. And they come back.
Oh, so that's how they determine where to start, like, cutting things down?
Yeah, which I never knew that.
I didn't know that either. I thought they just chose a place and were like, perfect, let's cut it down.
Like, just wood, there's trees here. Oh. So, he was about this guy who went in the woods and scouted out to see if it was any good.
That's so interesting.
And I guess on one of his excursions, he supposedly found this creature who he described had the head of a frog.
What the fuck?
The grinning face of a giant elephant.
How do you have a head of a frog and then the face of an elephant?
I have pictures, don't worry.
Okay. I'm very confused
thick,
already.
Short legs.
Thick?
Thick.
Legs that go all the way up?
Yeah, it was not very far, but yeah, they go all the way up.
Hot damn.
And they were set off by huge claws. It had the back of a dinosaur, which... As far as I'm aware, dinosaurs were, like, a recent discovery.
Pre-educated logger.
Yeah. And a long tail with spears at the end, so it had, like, bone protrusions. It actually had bone protrusions, like, all over it from the depictions I've seen.
The hell?
Yeah.
This sounds pretty freaky.
He was beautiful. So, after he reported seeing this creature to whatever local authorities and papers that he found, he gathered a bunch of guys up. Just, I guess, friends of his or other loggers, and they went on a hunt where they try to kill it with guns, and that's the normal one, and squirt guns filled with poisoned water.
Why?
Now, this didn't work.
Well,
would you like to guess what their next alternative was?
Flamethrower.
You're close.
Oh, bombs?
Yes. They got a hold of dynamite.
Oh my god.
And went into the woods, and... They killed the little guy, apparently.
Oh.
They even took a picture of his charred little corpse and put it in the newspaper.
Aww.
This thing wasn't hurting anyone.
Yeah.
And well, like, he just ran into it.
So he was hurting some things. He was hurting white bulldogs. That was his food of choice, which apparently...
His calling
card. From
what
Eugene Shepherd said, this, you know, very educated timber cruiser, they were going extinct because there were no more white bulldogs in the area.
That is a very interesting... What? Calling card, I guess, is like the best way to explain that.
Well,
real quick, I have a question.
Yes.
What was the poison they put in this water that they had squirt guns that shot at this thing?
Poison water.
But, like, what was it?
I don't know.
But they just, like... Wait,
it was pissed.
What year was this?
1893.
How did they have squirt guns?
I had that same question, but I mean,
squirt guns are actually pretty old.
Are they really?
Well, they probably made something different back then, because like squirt guns, you think of now, like the plastic.
Like I like think of a Nerf gun kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. No. But I'm sure they had like the little, you know, little pump things we have now.
Oh yeah. It's
probably like that. What I could assume.
That just sounds weird to me.
I know. I read that and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, the U.S. liquid pistol was made in 1896.
Huh.
Squirt guns predate the Civil War.
Well, ironically... Wait, you said they predate the Civil War?
That's when they were patented.
What year did you say again?
1896.
Okay. But there were squirt guns referenced 31 years before then.
Huh.
So...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's weird. Interesting you mentioned 1896. Because that was the next time we met a hodag, you know, after they were extinct.
So, there's multiple hodags at this point.
Who knows?
What do you call, like, a group of hodags? Like a
hot dog.
A hot dog. It's like a group of crows is a murder.
It's a wiener.
But hold on.
Do you have more questions before we move on here?
Yes,
I do. Oh, yes, I do.
Ask all your questions, please.
So the hodag.
The hot dog. Yes.
They took a photo of its charred corpse.
Yes.
Have you found said photo?
I could not. Aww. I could not find the photo.
That's disappointing.
Do you think?
I assume it would just look like a lump of meat.
I would agree with that, considering dynamite was involved. But
which also begs the question, because like dynamite wouldn't like burn something. It would blow it up.
Well, if it's, like, still on fire afterwards.
I guess. But I don't think dynamite causes fire. I think it's just a...
Well, Alex...
I don't know.
Because I normally think of explosions and fire, but, like...
No, the majority of times I've seen dynamite in play is, like, movies. So, I guess it's not really an accurate depiction.
That's why people think, like, the two go together, but they don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Like, grenades don't cause fires.
Unless it had, like, an accelerant inside of it, so maybe like the poisoned water was like fucking
asshole. It just like sparked fire.
Or maybe people in 1893 are stupid.
But can we can we talk to it for a second?
Can we talk to it? Want to talk to the hodag?
No, I would love to talk to the hodag.
I would too, to be honest.
But like, listen. So they start with guns, just your average.
Yeah, they straight up just had guns,
and it didn't work, and that's why they went to poisoned water next.
Well, from what I understand. They had both the first time around.
Okay, and then they either A, didn't find it, or B, it didn't work?
Yes.
And then...
Well, it didn't work.
Okay.
They claimed to have found it, but they couldn't kill it with what they had.
I kind of get the idea of...
spat everywhere, people.
A troll. Oh my god, I'm killing myself.
I see the point of using the squirt guns, because... If the bullets don't work, it's probably because the exterior is too hard. So
if they do poison,
The inside.
I don't know
why they thought like squirt guns work. Also, here's a
what are they gonna do? Spit the poison?
Here's a stuffed version, a taxidermied version.
What in the absolute?
This is on their official website from Rhinelander,
Wisconsin.
Yes,
and that
is beautiful.
He is actually quite terrifying.
He is quite terrifying.
But I would totally pet it.
Other question.
Yeah,
what do they do with the body? Do you think they ate it?
Or did they just leave it?
Or gave it, like, a proper burial?
I figured that it's left it. But would you eat, if you killed a mythological creature, would you eat it?
Depends on the creature, but, like, yeah, that's a good way to, like, get its power.
I mean, I guess, but they also squirted it with poison water.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't touch it after that. And again, they blew it up with dynamite. I sincerely doubt there was a lot of it left.
It's already cooked.
Yeah.
You don't eat much. Just a little strip
just a little,
of jerky.
Just a little... You ever had one of those steaks that someone just, like, cooked the edges, and they're like, here you go, and it's just blood?
But real quick, too, this just confuses me even more. I don't know why this bothers me so much, but, like, the idea to bring squirt guns of water and poison, but, like, to bring that along with your guns on a so-called hunting trip.
Yeah, like a quick draw.
But that doesn't make any sense to me.
I still get it. It's just, like, exterior's too hard.
But, like, the thing is, this is their first try at it. And they're like, let's bring a poison water gun with us.
Maybe that was just like a thing they did in Wisconsin to like kill things.
If it looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah, with its like bony edges, I guess. Okay. I won't doubt this Eugene too hard.
Good, because Eugene comes back.
Oh, God.
Oh, Hodag,
so
too.
So, now in 1896, Eugene Shepherd said he found another Hodag that he claimed was alive.
Why does Eugene be the only one that's finding Hodag? Because
Eugene, he's the Hodag caller.
Oh, okay. Hodags like him.
Which, the way he claimed to Hodag. Have caught this wondrous creature, he brought, from what I understand, they weren't the same guys from the first trip. This time, he got bear wrestlers. That was a fucking occupation, apparently.
What country is this? America.
This is America.
Oh, yeah, brother.
He brought his bear wrestlers to with the cave that it lived in, where they had a pole with chloroform at the end, and they used it to knock it out.
So, this sounds very complicated.
I don't know why the bear wrestlers were there. Because they didn't do anything except, like, pick it up.
Okay, because I guess strength. They're strong.
Yes.
I guess and, in like, case it came out.
I'm going to be weird for a second. Bear wrestler was a surprisingly common job because they moved with the circuses.
I guess, but where did he get fucking, like, it sounded like he got several of them.
Yeah, the circuses. Mm-hmm. And he could theoretically be with them because they do need people like help set stuff up and scout out areas, I guess.
This timber cruiser knows people.
But it just makes me laugh that they came up with this very complicated, convoluted plan to capture it alive. And yet there's a bunch of strong men that could like just snap its neck and they're like, no. Don't do that.
It was a dinosaur. We don't know.
He probably wants to, like, show it off, like King Kong.
Oh, why'd they kill the first one?
He didn't
want
to show it off.
Then why kill the first one?
Because it was eating bulldogs.
And, like...
White bulldogs. White bulldogs. That doesn't make any sense.
There's an arguable biological component to it. White bulldogs can't blend in. Easier prey.
Yeah.
But there's, like... probably thousands of white dogs of different breeds. So why bulldogs specifically?
Because
they probably heard its breeding.
Would you rather have?
Thought it was already dying.
Would you rather have a nice lean Labrador or a little fucking Chihuahua? Get eat one.
Probably the Labrador.
Exactly.
Well, bulldogs are like working dogs, right?
Yeah.
So they probably were coming with the lumberjacks.
Exactly.
This is an odd era.
It is an odd era. Eugene Shepherd's a weird guy.
He is kind of weird guy. I'm
just kind of disappointed that he brought bear wrestlers and they didn't.
Doing it. Right. Yeah. They just knocked it out and they were like, alright, let's go.
I was really hopeful.
I got you for 5 minutes, Hodag.
Well, 5 more minutes.
And they chloroform.
Yeah, they used chloroform.
How'd they even know that was gonna work?
I don't know. I guess that myth has been around for a long time.
Because he had a backup squirt gun just in case.
Just in freaking case.
It didn't work the first time, maybe, but it'll work this
maybe
time.
Maybe that's why the bear wrestlers were there. Maybe just in case it didn't work out, they could just like choke hold it until it passed out.
Maybe that's what was in the poison squirt guns. Maybe it's chloroform.
Maybe wrestlers are in the squirt guns. You shoot the wrestlers at them.
It's like shooting dudes out of cannons.
Holy shit.
This is so stupid.
So after it's great. The Hodag is the greatest cryptid of all time.
And we're making it dumber.
So after he captured the Hodag live, he did what any sane man would do with it.
Oh, God.
Took it to the state fair.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
He didn't.
I thought you were going to say
fuck it.
Yeah.
I said sane man.
Insane.
She's going to be they call it the Hodag for a reason, boys.
Fun fact, I have no idea where that fucking name comes from.
Hodag.
Yeah. I tried to find it.
Like the Dwyer.
I don't know where these people are getting these names from, man. Every single one I have picked, the name is just fucking from the wind.
I go.
At least Snallygaster was like, they had a little bit going for them. But Dwyer and Hodag, they were like, fuck it. What do we call it?
What's a weird and convoluted name that we can just come up with off the rim of our hats?
But after he used his bear wrestlers, got it, and took it to the state fair, he would then charge people 10 cents to come see it.
That's
wild back. 10 cents to do anything.
So how That's thick wild. Were its legs?
How thick were its legs?
Your legs for days has legs for minutes.
The certain depictions, they're like super thick.
And what's super thick mean? Huh? Like, give me,
like
give me
trunks,
a pair.
But like this boy.
Like an elephant?
The one he found. Yeah, an elephant face. Or a frog. He had a frog head and an elephant face.
And then, like, elephant thick legs.
Yeah, he had, like, thick legs.
Oh, I just had a terrifying image. What if it has, like, a frog tongue? So, like, if you're from a distance, it's just, like, and it snatches you.
Oh, that's horrifying. It also has, like, tusks, too, in a lot of the pictures.
So it impales you?
The hell? This is, sounds like prehistoric.
It's honestly, like, it sounds dumb, but this thing sounds horrifying. So pretty much anybody who went and, like, saw it, they would, like, see the thing moving, and it would just freak them out so much, they would fucking run back out. And then it was, obviously, it's a wild animal, it would get angry. So he would, like, go into the shed to calm it down, and he would come out with his clothing just fucking ripped apart.
He's fucking at O'Dak.
And you would just hear, like, scuffle. Yeah. You hear the scuffle, and it was just like, yeah.
Jesus. There's so much wrong with this.
He's the ho daddy.
Now, oh my god. Now, eventually, of course, this is like a big thing. This dude had an affair. It was in front of everybody. Everybody was like, yeah, we see this thing. The Smithsonian was like, we gotta get in on this. We gotta know what the fuck is up. And unfortunately, that's where the Hodag story kind of ends. Because when they announced that, Shepard was like, oh no, the jig is up. And he did admit that it was unfortunately a hoax. He made it all up.
Then, but what did people see then?
What they saw, so it was just a creature hung on strings. And it was like made, the body was like made out of ox leather, and then the head was just wood. But when it would move, because he had it tied to strings, it would freak people out so much that they would pretty much see it and fucking run away. And whenever he would,
it's a shame that Hollywood wasn't like a big thing back then, because he would probably have a big career as a special effects guy.
Honestly, yeah, I mean, he scared the shit out of people. Instead of being a timber crew.
Yeah.
He found a better job.
Yeah, but then, like, the torn clothes, he would literally just, like, wear his clothes and then have a torn-up version. When he went in the shed, sons behind the shed would make the noises of them, like, having a fight and, like, roaring, I guess. And he would come back out swapping clothes to look like it was torn. Honestly, the dude put on a pretty good fucking show.
Damn.
That was a lot of work.
The dude probably made a lot of money. He probably got in a lot of trouble, too. But he put on a really good show to, like, show this thing was fucking real.
I wouldn't even be mad if I got ripped off. I'd be impressed.
To be honest, the people of Rhinelander, they didn't give two shits. It's like their, like, city animal. They have a whole website devoted to this creature. Where they even have a thing like, do we like the Hodag? Yes, we love him. And they have an app like called, Hodag Chomps. And it just tells you about nice restaurants in the area. Like, they absolutely love this guy. Honestly, he's like a tiny Mothman. People are obsessed with him.
Yeah. Even though he's fake.
Yeah, and even they're like, kind of, what's it called? A community center. It has a huge statue of him, which I can't pull up because my thing is not connected to the internet, but I will show you later.
We'll put it on the Twitter.
We'll put it on the Twitter if y'all see. It's honestly a really cool statue.
Do you think he found out the Smithsonian was coming? He's like, I gotta hide the real Hodag.
I fucked it too much.
I am not sharing that Hodussy with anyone.
Please! But, or he was like, the Smithsonian is gonna kill my poor Hodag friend.
No, I like that, like Armin's, like when he wanted to fuck it.
No!
So they even just kind of came up with like random details about the Hodag. Let me read some off of his little chart on their website.
So wait, hold up. These are just random details based on a hoax, is what you're
saying?
Yes,
because they love him so much. This is off their website. This is off their official Rhinelander Hodag website.
All right.
So Hodag tears. They make the world's best lemonade. Unfortunately, the Hodag never cries.
Like Chuck Norris?
Yeah. Okay.
That's like Chuck Norris.
Can I read that again?
Read it again.
Hodag tears. They make the best lemonade. Unfortunately, the Hodag never cries.
So, if they never cry, how do they know it makes the best
That's
lemonade?
Not the weirdest one, Kenny.
Oh, Jesus fucking stranger. Christ.
The late summer sunset stole its color from the Hodag's eyes.
That's a romance novel.
That is a romance novel. No, you know why? Because Shepard fucked this animal.
Is this his love letter?
I was about to say, like, I'm not saying this is a romance novel, but it sounds like a dating profile. Like, all the reasons why you should date. This fucking Hodag.
Yeah.
I was like, a little bit about me. Did you know my eyes are the fucking source for the summer sunsets?
If he tilts his head just the right way, the Hoodette can pick up every Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcast.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what Milwaukee Brewers is, but apparently he's a fucking radio.
I'll look it up,
I guess. This is interesting.
Oh, do you think it's the horns?
It is the horns, yes. They have it specifically on his horns to show that that's duty fork. By the way, this is their drawing of him, and I think he's beautiful.
Oh, it's a baseball team.
So, are you telling me that apparently his horns are like...
Like a radio. Yeah, like antennas, yeah.
So he can just, like, hear...
What else do we have? The spikes on his tail serve as a perfect marshmallow roasting stick.
Oh,
you know how they know this? Because Eugene dated it. He fucked that thing, and then they went on a romantic date. And then he wrote poetry about his eyes.
This is all from, like, fucking, what's his name's, like, personal diary.
Yeah, they just found it, and they're like, this is what this is about.
50 Shades of Hodak.
When the wind blows the Hodak's fur, it plays a perfect version of beer barrel polka.
What is this? This isn't even a cryptid. This is like a fucking mascot.
It's beautiful. He became a mascot.
If you blow on it the right way, you can hear Africa by Toto.
The Hodak will eat fish. So now he doesn't just eat bulldogs. He eats fish now.
Oh.
He'll eat the fish fresh out of the lake, but he prefers a traditional Wisconsin fish fry with potato pancakes.
That sounds good.
They know this? Because Eugene made him dinner.
The full homegrown Hodak.
This is a long story.
Saying that, like, what's his name?
Eugene Shepherd, yeah.
Eugene, like, are you saying that as a joke? Or are you saying, like, Eugene really said these things?
I don't have any facts to show that he said these things.
But I mean, they had a love story.
Reading this, it's pretty romantic. I mean, and nobody else, like, pulled it into the shed as far as I'm aware, so. And I haven't seen Eugene's two sons. I mean, Autumn's just...
They're just people of Hodak heads.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They have little horns.
Jesus Christ.
Boom Lake was formed after the Hodak did a cannonball in a puddle. The Hodak smells exactly like a pine-scented car air freshener. See? Eugene even knows his perfume.
That's so cute.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
I kind of
shook this. Very poetic.
It is. Wow. Our last one. And I'm not sure exactly what this is. The Hodak's a scratch golfer. Do either of you know what that is?
I do not.
Scratch golfer. Yeah.
Yeah, Google it real fast.
He never needs to buy golf balls either. He just collects the ones that are hit into the woods. Is scratch golf like putt-putt?
This is straight from Google. A scratch player essentially is one who can manage every aspect of their game consistently and can plot their way around the golf course, hitting the right shots at the right time.
Look at that. Another compliment. Look at that. Eugene's fucking this beast. 100%.
Oh, we now know it can get...
We know Jesus that Christ. The... I've been calling him he. Definitely a female.
Why?
That has to be where his sons came from. Eugene?
You don't know
Maybe
that.
Eugene's gay.
Where did his sons come from?
Adoption.
Oh! Yeah. I didn't understand what you were asking. Like, his biological sons.
His biological sons.
I'm sure
the timelines don't line up, but I don't care. This is the whole story that I'm here for. Anyway, so now we have, away from their beautiful, beautiful website, his little pop culture references, which is funny, because the first one I have is about the Jersey Devil.
Really?
Yeah, he was in a children's book series. I don't know why it's a children's book series about the Jersey Devil. Called The Adventures of Casey and the Jackalope, where the Jersey Devil had an army of Hodags.
Oh, he is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Well, don't be mean to Hodags.
Honestly,
the
Jersey Devil. He definitely enslaved them. But, like, it was not willing.
There's
no way.
Poor Hodags. Honestly, they kind of sound cute.
They do sound cute. Honestly.
Like a little chunky, like, dachshund.
Yeah, you know, except, like, he has a bullfrog face. Well, he has a bullfrog head and elephant face.
Yeah. So does he have a trunk?
No.
So why do they say elephant face? Okay.
He looks more like a orc. Yeah, because he has, like, these tusks. Come out.
I was sitting here like, wait a minute, what's an orc? And then I remember, like, no, the fuck do I look like I've seen Lord of the Rings? No, I was thinking of what is it called?
Every day I judge you more.
What is the video game World of Warcraft. They have orcs.
Yeah, I love every fantasy series.
I love that you said that. World of Warcraft.
Because I was worried I was going to say the
wrong thing. I really thought she was going to be like Shadow of War, and I was going to be like, that's a Lord of the Rings game.
I have not seen Lord of the Rings. I've seen the Hobbit movies.
There's orcs in that, too.
Oh, are there? I don't remember. No, it's been a few years.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
But, okay, I do want to throw a theory out. If, by some miracle, what if the Hodag was real? Like, maybe the first sign was a real thing. Kind of sounds like a Triceratops.
A little bit, yeah.
Like the tail.
Well, also, when you hear, like, the elephant face, like, the long kind of nose.
The horn out the nose,
yeah. And, like, the spikes, and like you said, like, its tail is basically, like, kind of barbed.
Yeah, I actually kind of thought, like, a Stegosaurus, because it talked about
the that's why I said prehistoric. Yeah. Like, that's what and it reminded me of.
He even specifically said the back of the dinosaur. I kind of think that Eugene just saw a dinosaur in, like, some pamphlet somewhere, and he was like, I can make that up. But you never know.
Yeah. If it was real the first time, because it's pretty ballsy to take photos of your hoax, but then again, he also showed a hoax to, like, hundreds of people.
Yeah, so they fucking bought it, so, I mean...
That is very interesting.
Yeah. The Hodag also appeared as a monster in the video game Magical Diaries. I actually don't know that video game.
I don't either.
And he's also in, for any Dungeons & Dragons nerds, he is a monster in Pathfinder.
Sweet!
Yeah.
Aww.
And that's my campaign.
The Hodag? Hell yeah.
I actually do.
Do it. But don't play Pathfinder. I don't like Pathfinder. Fuck you, Pathfinder.
Pathfinder, don't sponsor us.
Don't hate us, Pathfinder.
Your second edition is great. Your first edition sucks.
The views of JP do not necessarily reflect the views of the producers.
That's fine. Hate me too. It's fine. he's also in a Scooby-Doo film. The Hodag of Horror. Or, sorry, not a film. An episode.
Oh.
And it was Mystery Incorporated. That's the...
Ew, that's a trash one.
Is it
the bad? No, that's the great one.
No.
With, like, the overarching plot and...
No.
That's the one with the bird, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
it's the good one. No, it's not. What are you talking about? Mystery Incorporated? That's the one where they're, like, fucking pixelated.
No, you're thinking, Get a Clue.
No.
Scooby-Doo.
No.
With my phone.
No. I am a literal Scooby-Doo god. Don't even come for me right now.
What do you mean by pixelated?
They got a lot of pixels in their eyes, and their eyes look stupid, and they do like a romance between Shaggy and Velma, which is dumb. And no.
That one's Mr.
I love Mr. Incorporated.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Trash.
This one was great.
Absolute trash.
You have not seen this.
No, I refuse to watch it because it looks stupid.
Well, you're wrong. Literally the best.
No, you know the best? The original.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the fucking one from like the 1980s, 60s.
This one better.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Short.
I refuse to watch it. Any of the new Scooby-Doos, fuck them.
Anyway, fuck you.
We have to see the one with the Hodag, though.
No, I refuse. I will never.
Well, fuck it, we will. You and I will.
Yeah, you guys have fun.
We'll get pizza.
Do not even shame Scooby-Doo like this.
We'll get pizza.
Disgusting.
We'll go get Hodag.
I love Scooby-Doo.
You don't love it enough.
I don't like the bullshit Scooby-Doo.
That sounds fun, JP.
It does.
We'll have a nice romantic evening. Like
you,
yeah,
you
y'all have fun.
The Hodag.
We'll see the Hodag.
And you
we'll
just tell
pizza.
Me about it after.
We'll get Hodag tattoos.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Go to Wisconsin.
Yeah, we have to. We gotta go to Rhinelander to do it.
I wanna go to Wisconsin.
Well, you don't fucking wanna watch Mystery Incorporated.
I don't, because it's terrible.
This is gonna have to get so cut out.
No, we need to make the 30-minute mark. So
so it's fine.
So our next Hodag pop culture experience was featured in the episode, is on the Travel Channel, in the episode of Mysteries at the Museum. I don't know what that is either.
Hmm.
Oh, I think they just go over, like, weird stuff at the museum.
Is that it? Just, like, Smithsonian shit?
Yeah.
I mean, Smithsonian visited them. He's also in the Harry Potter franchise.
Oh.
What?
From what I understand, he's in, like, you know how they made, like, the Potterverse website? He's
Pottermore. Yeah.
Pottermore? Whatever. I don't fucking watch Potter. Or read it. He is part of the American, version.
Ilvermore?
Oh, like the, Puckwudgies.
Yes. The, like, one that's based off Native American stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
speaking of Native
cool.
American stuff, the one little tidbit of the Hodag that people are like, well, maybe he was real, is he's very closely related, like he kind of looks like the way that the Ojibwe water panther is pictured in their pictographs.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only thing to prove that he could ever have been real.
That's interesting.
It is, it was, though.
I mean, it could be.
And, like, he actually saw it, and he's like, I just want to recreate it for profit.
Could be.
That's possible.
That's also true, too.
Because I fucking killed the first one.
He's like, damn, I killed the first and only Hodag left in existence, and now I gotta, like...
What if that one was the real one, and he just murdered it, and then 3 years later, he was like, fuck, I could have made money.
I could have done something with that, yeah.
I probably should have gotten a pre-dynamite photo.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's like a before and after of the world's worst weight loss commercial.
And our last one, I couldn't find the statue of it, but supposedly JFK, John F. Kennedy, a man who many see as one of our greatest presidents, was gifted a Hodag statue in Rhinelander when he went to visit.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he was gifted a statue, oh, and supposedly, pondering it is what inspired his inauguration speech. So he basically looked at this thing and was like, yeah, I gotta write that down.
His eyes do inspire the sunset.
That
I can hear the Milwaukee Brewers game.
Hodag.
He's like, dang, this cryptid really got the creative juices flowing in my noggin.
Yeah,
I like your funny animal magic, man.
You made 2 Clone High references today, and it's both great.
It's what I do.
But that's pretty much the end of the story of the Hodag, which, again, Rhinelander, they don't give 2 shits. They love that thing, and they will keep making shit up about it.
So this thing's just...
It's not real
at all. This is, like, the basis of it, yeah.
If it was real, do you think it could prevent the JFK assassination?
Yeah, I think it would have saved him.
Like, it jumped in the way, like, and the bullet
saved him.
You would have seen, like, that little thump. You hear, like, a little thump, like, could do, and it would have just fucking jumped up and hit Lee Harvey Oswald.
Unless he had a squirt gun.
Unless he had a squirt... Well, no, it had to be dynamite. If he had dynamite, though, he's done.
Ah.
So that was quite the
tale. Yeah, that's not real, but honestly,
it was beautiful. Fun. That was fun. I will say,
the Hodag is a beautiful creature.
I got the statue.
Oh, let me see.
Did you pull the statue?
Oh,
it's metal. It's fucking rad. Gosh.
Well, because it looks exactly like that drawing.
Yeah,
that's because when I went to the Mothman Festival. There's actually a Hodag stand there.
Really?
Yeah, they came down all the way from Wisconsin. They had a dude in
that a sounds Hodag. Like the way to start beef.
They had, like, brochures that they handed out. There's a dude in a Hodag costume, which, God help him, it was hot that day.
Oh, my God. That looked terrible, too.
Yeah, they're right next to the Mothman statue.
That's cool.
That is interesting.
That also sounds like they're going to start some fucking beef with some West Virginia.
They're like, the Hodag is better than Mothman.
And I think it's just, like, little fun facts about the Hodag, and, like, I think they made fun facts for West Virginia of, like, the Hodag can eat X amount of pepperoni rolls in under a minute.
Aww, that's fun.
I just love that they just make up random facts and be like, yeah, this is what the Hodag does.
It's like
that's fun, though. I think it's fun. I think this is a fun, cute little cryptid. I like him.
It's like the cryptid Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Making it like Chuck Norris.
It really is. Like, you just make Chuck Norris jokes about the Hodag.
Yeah.
So, this is at the point where we determine if it's real or not.
I think considering we can all agree
that it's not real.
His creator, yes, it's real?
Yes.
All right.
If you say yes.
Harmon believes the Hodag is 100% real.
Harmon, I need you to revoke that.
If
I
you want to give me the key to
let
the
him
city,
be his thing.
Wisconsin, I'm happy to accept it.
Look us up, Rhinelander.
Yeah. I just know that the Hodag doesn't sleep, it waits, and I love the Hodag.
It also has, or had, a beautiful relationship with Eugene.
Yeah.
Or maybe so. Maybe he made Eugene immortal, I don't know.
And they ran off together.
There's many things very somewhere. Odd about this episode.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of Hodag sex.
Interesting.
That was beautiful.
This has
been my favorite one that I've done.
So, I just find that it's funny that you tell us all this information, and then you're like, oh, and by the way, Eugene said it's a hoax.
I didn't want to just tell you guys right away. I wanted to drag it on a little bit.
So,
you're welcome for the excitement.
But I will say, the thing he killed initially, there is a possibility that he just killed it, and then it went extinct completely.
It could be, because from what I understand, he only admitted the second one was a hoax. He never officially said the first one was.
Okay. Yeah. That's so interesting.
And, like, sadly, that is a very real possibility of, like, how many cryptid legends do you think have been cut short because they either died before anyone saw it, or the first time someone saw it,
they killed it.
It was because they were roadkill.
Yeah. Or that, yeah.
And just like, oh, that's weird. Oh, no.
I mean, that's completely possible.
Yeah. Who knows?
So, I'll give the Hodag some credit. You know, I think he's kind of cute. And I would be kind of
pretty
cool
adorable.
If he was real. But also, like, this was just a really wild beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. Well, I was looking this guy up, and I'm like, man, this dude's got a story. Just think about the fact that Eugene made up this bullshit story that went so far as to influence JFK. He touched a president, like, 60 years later.
What if the Hodag was at the moon landing and they just edit that part out?
Hodag works for the government.
Like, when you see the flag move in the footage and that makes everyone think it's fake, it wasn't because there was wind. It was because the Hodag accidentally hit it with its tail.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, it's come on, boy, nice. Get back in the shuttle.
It probably played, you know, Beer Barrel Polka when it happened.
Yeah, and that's why Buzz Aldrin said the famous phrase, one small step for man, one big leap for Hodag.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, he quoted him perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, remember the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Hodag?
I know you said Pink Floyd, but it sounded like you said the Bigfoot album.
I really did, didn't it?
Did I say Bigfoot?
No, you didn't. Honestly, that's better. I think you did say Pink.
All right. Now that we're past... We're all in agreement the Hodag is real.
No.
Or if...
You know what, Harmon? You know what, Harmon? I'll concede. You're right. Him and Eugene's love story? Too much.
There's too much passion.
It has to be real. That thing about the eyes?
That was beautiful.
There's no way that's not real.
That's like Shakespearean.
Yeah.
But...
Jesus.
Even if you are wrong and don't think the Hodag's real, if it was real and we met it, would you take it on a romantic dinner?
No, I would pet it, though. I feel like it could use some scritchies.
I would. I'd want to look deep in those eyes.
Same.
Yeah.
So are the eyes orange? Is that why it looks like summer sunshine?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know what answer you wanted me to say there.
I don't know.
It's whatever you want it to be, Kenzie.
All right.
What kind of power? You could give the Hodag one power. What would it be? One.
Laser.
Laser eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like Superman.
I'd make it shit gold. Yeah.
Make it shit gold.
Shit gold.
Like Roger from American Dad.
But like not like kill people.
Make them crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would make it a world class skateboarder. Like it could be Tony Hawk.
Oh wow, really? All right. Yeah. That's rad.
That it is has like rad. Two skateboards, one.
It has to go up against its enemy, the bulldog, because you know there's a lot of bulldogs that skateboard. I don't know if you guys have ever seen any videos.
If I were gonna say it has to go up against its enemy, the Dago.
Yeah. Hey, I've never seen a white bulldog in Wisconsin. Also never been to Wisconsin.
That sounds conclusive to me.
I think that's
like that's some solid
that's
evidence.
Pretty scientific.
There.
I've never seen the Hodag and Batman in the same room.
The Hodag had to be Batman.
Okay, so this is the Cryptic Code.
Don't you steal my outro.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you try and cut the Hodag story short.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. Be sure to like and Hodag. Follow us at on Twitter at the Hodag Code. On
Cryptic
Twitter.
Code.
And please leave a 5 Hodag review on Apple and Spotify. That really helps us out.
And Anchor.
And Anchor. We are available on Anchor now. But besides that, hope you all have a nice day. Be safe out there. And stay Hodag.